Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
When you watch Deion Dawkins play, you just have to know that nobody is better than Deion Dawkins in his mind. Jared Verse comes at him, chop. You give him hands to chop, he's going to chop them and he's going to sit on them. Like, he is going to do everything he can to break your sword, to break your will. That's how Deion Dawkins is wired. Deion Dawkins took his spleen out here in space right here. He's just looking. If Jared Verse wants to get his hands on him, Dawkins is going to knock him off. And then he's going to drill him right into the ground. And then he might sit on him, or he might go hit him again. Like, it's never over. That's how Dawkins plays the game. That's how he's always going to play the game. That's why you want him on your offensive line.
It's Brian Baldinger. Waiting to see Deion Dawkins in the NFL's top 100 players. We'll see if we do. The top 100 that the NFL's putting out, they're doing two players a day. So I think what's happened is the NFL's own top 100 has been scooped by a million other lists. Jeremy Fowler putting out another set of positions today, or another position today. Top 10 corners ranked by executives, coaches, GMs, all that. No sign of Christian Benford. 29 corners are named. Christian Benford's name does not come up. Taron Johnson gets a mention, though. Anyway, I think the NFL's top 100, that's the one I like the most. It tells us what the players think. And it has been, to my eye, like just buried by everyone else's lists. But we'll see if Dawkins makes it. Joining us in the Western Hotline is our friend Jerry Ostrowski, who is of course, always talking Bills and always up for a conversation on the offensive line. He'll join me later today on the Bill Squad show on YouTube. Jerry, good morning.
What's going on, J-Dub?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm just, I'll tell you what, I'm just sitting here watching the British Open on one screen, looking at Bill's information on the other screen. I have to tell a funny story. I'm sitting here. And my wife goes, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm getting ready to go on with Jeremy. She goes, you are not going on a podcast without a shirt on. I'm like, I'm doing the radio, babe. This is radio magic, so yeah. All's good.
Yeah, now that we started streaming this show on YouTube, I've got to wear a shirt every day, which is different for us here in the radio studio. Jerry, we played that clip coming in, Brian Baldinger talking about Deion Dawkins. If there's one thing I know you love to talk about, I mean, line play, of course, but Dawkins is one of your dogs, right? Like, you love Deion. Right. And that clip from Baldinger, I like what the phrase he used, he'll break your sword. Talk to us about what that really means, like what Dawkins does that breaks a player, like Jared Verse, breaks his sword.
Well, you know, you got these guys now that are using long arm techniques in the pass rush and all that and doing different things. And Dawkins uses what His version of the snatch trap technique is the ice pick. You watch Spencer Brown, he's using a version of it. Heck, Osiris Torrence is now using a version of it as well. But, yeah, you're going to get – a defensive lineman is going to get hands on him, and they think they're in proper and in a good position. And next thing you know, Deion has broke you down, and you're on the ground in a couple of seconds. And, he's gotten the ability now to beat what has been the most problematic move for a lot of tackles, which is the teaching of this long-arm technique. He's done a wonderful job with it. And then the thing about it is he doesn't just beat it. He destroys it, and then he punishes you for trying to do it, which is, to me, one of the coolest things I've seen in quite some time.
Over the course of his career, Jerry, like when you saw Dawkins come in, how much has he developed in terms of this exact skill set you're talking about? How much has developed over time? You know, sometimes we talk about quarterbacks and it's, oh, the light goes on or this or that, or, you know, players fit into a scheme better. How much has Dawkins changed from day one to today?
Well, he's changed quite a bit. I mean, you know, Deion's a guy that has the one thing he can't coach. He's 6'4", he's 330 pounds, he's massive, he's got 35-inch arms, and he's a heck of an athlete. And, you know, he came in, he has those things you can't teach, and then you go ahead and you start developing them. And the thing about Deion is there's guys that like to play, and there's guys that like to, you know, be successful. Then there's guys that like to dominate and assert themselves and their will. And he's always had that. He's got that competitive edge. He's an amazing competitor. And so those types of guys are dudes that want to learn. They want to take in as much as they can. Then you add an Aaron Cromer to the mix, who we all know is one of the most regarded O-line coaches in the league, and he just takes them to the next level. But a big part of offensive line play as far as development is, you know, the 10,000 rep thing is really, really true at that position. It's one of the more boring positions to watch. I mean, we do the same thing pretty much every day. We take the same steps. We do the same blocking techniques over and over and over again until they're ingrained. So, you know, there's practice, but then you got to be able to do that stuff off the field and work and those types of things. And Deion has that, and, you know, it means something to him, and you can see it in the way he plays.
Yeah. Jerry Ostrowski, I saw he was ranked the third best tackle by Brandon Thorne, who's, you know, we're getting a little – the NFL content season, it's list season, but we've got offensive lineman love, and Brandon Thorne's one of these accounts that really focuses in on this, and he had his top five tackles, put him only behind, was it Tristan Wirfs? And was he third or fourth? He was
no. Deion was third. So
fourth.
He
fourth.
Put him behind.
He put him fourth behind Trent Williams, Tristan Wirfs, and Rashawn Slater. But fourth.
Yeah, yeah. And see, I think Trent Williams is probably to me anyway, is the comparison to Deion. That's like he's just another, you know, even more dominant version of Deion. To me, Deion and Trent Williams are very similar.
Yeah. How about, like, the style of play? Because one of the things about this list, this top five left tackles list, that has Williams at number one, he's 37. Like, is it normal, do you think, for the kind of skill set to last a long time? I mean, do you see some tackles and say the way that guy plays, he won't make it, versus the way that this guy plays, he will? I mean, Jason Peters played forever. Does Dawkins strike you as a guy that's got a lot of years left?
I do. I think he's a guy that has a lot of years left. He doesn't take... You know, Deion's not an old lineman that takes a ton of abuse. He's not a – it's kind of hard to describe. I mean, there's old linemen. Like, I considered myself one of those old linemen that took a lot of abuse. I mean, I was a stick-my-face-in-there, you know, grind guy trying to play physical all the time and all that. Deion has the athletic ability, you know, and he did have an interview recently where he says he looks at himself as a finesse tackle, and I'm like, okay, and we made a joke about that. But it's true. Like, he can avoid physicality when he wants to. He can win with his feet and his athleticism as well as his physical style of play, where some of us just have to be physical all the time. You know, you look at these guys like a Jackie Slater or Trent Williams at 37 still playing at a high level, and, you know, it goes back to my old thing. It just shows – the guys that play that long to me are dudes that were unbelievably talented early in their careers, because a guy like Trent Williams, who's starting to have some injury issues with his ankles, but he's been relatively healthy, you know, Trent Williams is so talented that 75% Trent Williams is better than 95% of the rest of the league. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the guys that are super, super, the elites, can play longer because as their skill sets diminish with age, they're still better than most everybody else in the league. They're just freaks.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trent's one of those guys, but I could see Deion playing a long time. He stays relatively healthy. The style of play he has, he's able to win with his feet and his physicality. I think he'll be around for a while, honestly.
On to the other side, Brandon Thorne's offensive lineman rankings. He put Spencer Brown as the third best right tackle in the league. So the Bills have number 4 on the left and number 3 on the right behind only Lane Johnson and Penei Sewell, which is a pretty big nod for Spencer Brown. Like, I've been waiting to see if he was going to make the top 100 for the NFL. I don't think he will. But number 3 overall for Brandon Thorne, you know, Spencer Brown, another one who, I don't know, Jerry, 2 years ago maybe, we wondered if this guy was going to put it together. There's a back injury, and the Bills extend him early, and, man, they got a deal because Brown really has become a fully finished product.
You know, I think the biggest thing what he says about Spencer Brown, and if you're an O-line junkie, I mean, I've got a lot of respect for Brandon Thorne. He does his work. He researches. He watches a ton of film. He's connected. You know, and he's actually ranked the top 15 at every position in the league, and every Bills player has made his top 15. But the interesting thing about Brown is, you know, he calls him on paper the most athletic tackle in league history. And, you know, he had to develop confidence. He had to develop technique. And, you know, technique unlocks what you have physically. We got through the back issues, so he's healthy. And when you're healthy, you can, you know, you play pain-free. That's a big deal. And then all of a sudden, he was able to unlock that physical gifts he has through his technique. And you've seen that. I mean, his technique is impeccable. His drive catch phase in the pass rush is really, really good. It's Lane Johnson-like. They're very similar. Lane and Spencer, if you want to call Spencer Brown a cheap version of Lane Johnson, that's fine. They're very, very similar. They play a lot of the same ways. I think Spencer, though, is probably even more physical than Lane Johnson is. He's also developed that snatch trap technique as well. But, yeah, I mean, I think the medical staff did a great job with him, got him through his back injuries, which was able to get him in the weight room, those things, and then unlock those physical gifts. If he stays healthy, he's another guy that I could see playing for quite some time.
Jerry Ostrowski joining us on the Western Hotline. The next part of the line question, Jerry, is what the Bills decide to do. Connor McGovern, Osiris Torrence, I mean, these are two guys playing at a high level as well. And to figure out which guy is going to stay, because they're both probably due some big contracts, do you have a choice one over the other when we ultimately get to that conversation?
Well, if you go ahead and put me to the fire and you say I have to choose one over the other, I'd probably take Osiris Torrence over Connor McGovern. I just think the upside is that much greater for Torrence. I mean, let's look at Torrence. I mean, he's what, 6'5"? I mean, he's a huge guard, 6'5", 350. He's got a big wingspan. He's an anchor guy, like Deion and Spencer. He's very good with his snatch trap technique, gets leverage and all those different things. You know, I think that he still, we talk about it on here, he still has some issues with some speed guys inside, especially in pass rush and sometimes right off the snap in the run game. It takes him a little bit to get out of the stance sometimes. He has some speed issues, but I think those will get cleaned up. He's got the tools and the sides. The size to be elite, and you look at him, he's what, going into his fourth year in the league, and he's established himself as one of the best guards in the league. I think that his upside's tremendous. You know, McGovern's on the center list. He's the last ranked center on the list. Connor's an interesting guy. He does a really good job. He plays high. He's kind of a high leverage guy. He reminds me a lot of, that's how Kent Hull used to play. He was a high leverage guy. He's not overly, unlike Dawkins and Torrence and Brown, he doesn't quite have the anchor ability that those guys do, so he tries to win quick with his hands to stop power and those types of things. You know, we're splitting hairs here. I'd love to keep both. I think both are good players. But if I had to choose one over the other, I'd probably take Torrence, just the fact of his age and the fact of his ceiling, I think, is he could even be better than he is already.
Jerry O talking offensive line with us as we're 6 days away from the start of Bills training camp or first practice. Jerry, I saw Alec Anderson yesterday. He was out at an event at the BFL store for 716 day, and it struck me, I've never talked to you about him and the role he plays in this offense. They got him to a new contract, and you know, as the sixth offensive lineman, the Bills ran that more than anybody in the league, and Alec Anderson became a household name. I was impressed. You know, you'd be happy. I think Bills fans would be pretty proud to see how many people showed out to see Alec Anderson get a signing. What do you make of him? How have you liked his game as he's become a feature in this Bills offense?
I think Alec is an interesting prospect. I think he's, you know, like he's kind of followed that same lineage as David Edwards did before he came into the starting role at left guard. David Edwards also on Brandon Thorne's list of one of the top left guards ranked in the top 15. If we do let David Edwards go, which I think the consensus feels like they will, I think Alec has a really good chance of stepping in and taking over that left guard spot. I think that's what they're developing him to do. You know, even though he's playing that tight end or that jumbo spot, it still snaps on the field. He's getting experience. He's involved. I mean, he's an awesome swing guy on the inside. He can play center. He can play both guards. So, you know, one thing that this Bills team has done, I think, very well is they found a way to develop guys that are not starters and get them ready to take starting roles if somebody in front of them moves on. I think he'll get the first chance. He's another guy that plays physical. He likes to mix it up. I like that. I think that your offensive line sets the tone. It's, you know, as a group, we've always prided ourselves on being servant leaders, and he's one of those types of dudes. You always see him if another teammate, somebody pushes somebody, he's over there in the middle of it helping guys up off the ground. I think he's a tremendous prospect. I think it'd be awesome to you know, see how he does and if he can take that spot if David Edwards doesn't come back.
Jerry Ostrowski on the Western Hotline. You got a pick for the British Open, the Open Championship here? I know you and I are big golf guys. Who are you rooting for here?
Well, I always root for Scotty, man. I like Scotty. He's not playing too badly right now. I thought, I don't know how I always mess up his pronunciation, Åberg or however.
Åberg, yeah, Ludvig Åberg.
Åberg, yeah. I thought that he has a chance here, but I'll tell you, this is an interesting golf course. If you're a junkie like we are, and I watch a ton of YouTube golf, there's a series out there with the Bryan brothers and Grant Horvat called Major Cut. And they actually got to play the course last week, a week before the Open. And you get a really intimate view of Royal Portbush and just what type of golf course it is. And it's not easy. I mean, it's definitely a tough, tough course, but I like, you know, I always cheer for Scotty. Hopefully Scotty gets it done, but I'm sure there's some other guys that, you know, have a chance and will play well. But I like those two, Åberg, and I like Scheffler.
All right, very good. Scotty, I think, is now one under. He's like, I've seen him bounce a little bit up and down, which you don't often see from Scheffler. He doesn't get a lot of bogeys out there. He's been at two, and back to one, then back to two, then back to one. So we'll see. Jacob Skov Olsson. And that's who's leading. Matthew Fitzpatrick is one stroke off, so he's up near the top as well. Jerry Ostrowski, yeah, on the Western Hotline.
Nobody's running away with it right now.
No, not yet. You can find Jerry, of course, on the Overreaction Buffalo podcast, the Overreaction Sports Network, and on the Locked On Bills channel as well. He does the Bill Squad show with me and Joe Marino on Mondays and Thursdays. Jerry, we'll talk in a little bit. Thanks again.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later, Jeremy.
All right, Jerry Ostrowski on the offensive line. Hearing Jerry rave about Dawkins, like, it's just, it's great. Calls him one of his favorite players in the league, and nice to see Dawkins getting that recognition, like that level of love. I'm unreasonably upset about the NFL Top 100, the NFL players list, being beaten out by every other list and just buried in all the lists because they did two players at a time. Jeremy Fowler, though, how about this? So the top 10 corners, 29 corners named. Christian Benford did not get mentioned. Now, for Fowler here, you know, the top 10, he's asking personnel people. He's asking people, tell us who's good, right? He's talking, voters gave us their 10 best players. then compile the results, rank candidates based on number of top 10 votes, composite average, dozens of interviews, he says, research, film study from Matt Bowen. More than 70 voters submitted a ballot on at least one position. So I don't know that the sample size is huge on how many top 10 corners. How many did you list? 70 people. Did all 70 do their top 10 corners, or was it 6 people that did top 10 corners? But anyway, it's kind of jarring. Benford not named. Taron Johnson got named. Benford not named. The Ravens, by comparison, here's a point for you. You know, top 10 quarterbacks, Allen's on the list. Top 10, did the Bills make any other appearances on this list? Did James Cook get named to this list? Because the Ravens have 6 players to have made the top 10. I think they might lead the league in players to have been named to Jeremy Fowler's top 10. James Cook comes in at number 8. Okay, so Cook and Allen, and let me find the offensive tackles here, because for the Ravens to have 6, like that's impressive. Wirfs, Sewell, Johnson, Williams. Again, it's ranking season. What are you going to do? Dawkins came in at number 8, so the Bills have 3 guys. And Spencer Brown did get a mention on that list. When we get back, I had someone write in about someone honking or blowing a whistle or yelling in your backswing, and the resulting conversation, we have to have a talk. We have to have a talk about what happened on this swing and what happened as a result. So we'll get you that, get you the update from the Open Championship as well. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. You can hang out 803-0550 here on WGR. The viral internet clip of the...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Today, have you seen it? The big, big thing happening on online? There's a Coldplay concert. Oh, and have you seen this yet? Josh, you seen this yet? Yeah. So, yeah.
It's tough.
It's kind of like maybe you've been at a game, maybe not. This doesn't happen that much where they put people on the kiss cam. And people do not want to be on camera for this. So, it's a Coldplay concert. Where is this? I haven't seen where it is.
Ooh, good question.
Doesn't really matter. But there's a big jumbotron, kind of. There's got a big circular screen. And the camera goes to this couple, and there's a man and a woman. They're kind of hugging and rocking and whatever. They're canoodling, if I could use canoodling.
Good use.
Yeah, right? Canoodling during the concert. And as soon as they hit the jumbotron, the woman puts her hands on her face and turns away, and the man ducks out of the picture, and it becomes very clear that they did not want to be seen together on camera.
I've not seen this yet. That's tough.
Sure. And immediately speculation like, well, there's a couple reasons you might not want to be seen like that. This is the internet. The two have been identified as a CEO and a head of HR for a company. So, like, I don't know. All I'm saying is that's the thing that's happening on the internet today. The big thing that's happening on the internet today.
Yeah, it couldn't, and they couldn't have made it look any more suspicious. The way that they both react when that.
Well, this is, again, if it's in your hometown, people are going to see you.
Right.
The thing that's different about it is people had just seen them, people would see them. The reaction that they got is what is going to put it on the internet and make every person with an internet connection is going to see them.
Exactly.
It's the Streisand effect. It's the act of attempting to deny something actually brings more attention to the thing that happened. So, oh, what? Let me check. Anyway. Concerts. All right. So, asked a question earlier in the show. And it was about golf. What do you do with your friends if you're taking a swing and somebody, the air horn goes off or somebody whistles or somebody talks? Like, you may have offered, hey, I'm sorry, I was talking, I sneezed during your backswing. You can take another hit, take another swing. And I got a tweet here from Eric. Eric writes in a personal story on the golf course. I was playing golf with two others. One was new to golf. On my forward swing on a par three, the new golfer yelled out loud, and I shanked it left. They insisted I take another swing, despite my objections, so I did. I then hit my only hole in one. What's the proper response to that?
Oh.
The proper response is you don't have a hole in one.
Right.
You have a par.
Yeah, right.
Technically.
Listen, I don't want to be, you don't have a hole in one.
It's so sad.
Right?
I feel so sad right now.
Whenever that happens to me, this is not about somebody yelling. If I'm on a par three and I put my first shot in the water or in the woods and I tee up again, as soon as I hit that shot that's going to be for a par, if it's going towards the hole, I get terrified. I think, do not go in.
So scary.
I'll tell you right now, for the rest of my life, I do not want that ball to go in on my second shot because it's going to look like a hole in one and it's just a hole out. It's a par. I don't want that shot going in ever. I will, golfers, you yell at the ball all the time. We're all idiots. Like, get down, be right. Blah. And for me, it's get out of there. I will
get away from it. Yeah.
Do not go in. I cannot waste the best shot of my life on saving a par. I do not want this.
Yeah.
So, Eric, I'm sorry, man. I don't think you have a hole in one.
Ugh. You hate to see it. You really do. It hurts my heart. What a nightmare. I can't get over this.
Yeah, it's tough. 803-0550 here. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. The Open Championship at Royal Portrush is underway. I do think this is one of the more, listen, it's green, right? Last week in Scotland, it was brown. That was a brown course. Looked like they didn't water it. This place looks nice.
I really like the look of this place.
I think it looks nice.
I watched, hilariously, Jerry O mentioned the Major Cut series with Grant Horvat. I watched their video
playing here, this course,
and it's beautiful. I really like the look of it. I like the look of the golf over there most of the time anyways. I kind of like the change up to the sort of a gray or browner landscape, and just the stylistic difference is really interesting to watch to me. And this course looks pretty awesome. I really like the look of the long fescue, and they've got those like flowers in the rough near the drop zones by the grandstands. It's a good looking tournament, in my opinion.
803-0550. I agree. I think it looks good. Hatton's wearing a bit of a stylistic shirt. You don't see a lot of that. I was gonna say, one of the things I like about this, it makes me feel like it's fall. This looks like fall golf, and I love a good fall golf round. Lou in Fredonia. Hey, Lou. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys earlier in the show were talking about Von Miller's time here. Now that it's officially wrapped up, you signed onward elsewhere. And there's one event that doesn't get brought up very often, and how it influenced the team. And it's his suspension. And I want to talk about it from a different perspective. It seemed pretty clear that Stefon Diggs, as his time progressed here, was really focusing on his brand. And everything I'm going to say here is conjecture on my part. Trust me.
Okay. But all right.
It seemed very clear that, you know, he wanted to be in a larger market, wanted to be a bigger star, thought he was at the peak of his career, and really was going down that path, right? And then he did this commercial for Progressive with who? Von Miller. And that commercial was all over the place. It was Steph's really big first step into being a nationally marketed brand. November of 2023, I believe, if I've got the dates right, November of 23, the allegations come up against Von Miller. That commercial gets pulled, never to be seen again. And then in the spring, April 24, Stefon Diggs is gone. And I have to believe that Steph had a real problem with how that went down for him and his brand. And it never really was talked about here, and there were certainly other things to focus on when it came to Stefon Diggs. But I just think that I could see that being his last straw, because he thought he finally had an opportunity to become a bigger star while still being in Buffalo, and then the rug got pulled under him, out from under him, because of Von Miller's suspension.
All right, Lou. Thank you for the phone call. I think that is a top 10 leap that's a leap. I don't know if you're right or wrong. Like you said, it's all conjecture. Respectfully, I think that's one of the largest leaps I've ever heard. And the idea of somebody working on their brand, you know who's got the biggest brand on the Bills right now? Josh Allen's everywhere. Josh Allen is selling sleep supplements. Josh Allen's selling potato chips. Josh Allen's selling, I mean, he's golfing on YouTube all the time. Like, I don't have any problem with anybody wanting to have a personal brand first off, I'd never seen this commercial. I actually Googled it. So you're right. There was a commercial. I guess it got pulled before I ever saw it. I think that is an astronomical leap. Olympian high jump leap. Pole vault level leap. That was the beginning of the end. But I don't know. Thanks for the phone call either way. It's a theory. And we all have theories. I'm trying to think of one of my craziest theories. I've got them. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Top of the hour, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach and Derek coming up. Brian Harman out there for birdie right now. He's a slow player, right? Isn't Harman really notoriously slow? What does it mean to be put on the clock? So every once in a while they talk about being put on the clock. You're warned you're playing too slow. It happened last week to the guy that won last week. He's put on the clock. Oh, now he knows he's on the clock. He can also you can also ask for an extension when you're on the clock sometimes as a golfer. It's one of these rules. I feel like sometimes they just say it. What are you going to do, like ding them strokes? You're plus two now. Anyway, Extendo Sports coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
I need the pick of the week from Riverfront Auto Sales. Pick of the week by Riverfront, a bold and rare 2004 Chevy SSR regular cab. Retro styling, V8 power, this head turner won't last long. Visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com today. Visit Riverfront today at 1379 Niagara Street or call 886-1626 and get to Riverfront, where the deals drive themselves. The pick of the week from Riverfront Auto Sales. So I was during the break on Twitter, and Kyle Porter, who is a great golf writer that I like, he has a newsletter you subscribe. And one of these guys, you know, went off on his own, is doing a great job. It's called Normal Sport, and he's such a great golf writer, Kyle Porter. And he tweeted, "Is Sergio? I need Sergio to be involved this week. Absolutely need it." And I thought, all right. And as I slowly look from my laptop up to the television screen, I start to say the words to you, Josh. Sergio, huh? Is he dressed like an F1 pit crew member? And sure enough, there it is. Yes. The red shirt, the red hat. It's impossible for him to me look like he's on a Ferrari pit crew playing golf.
Now that you say that, I can see it.
He wears the Fireballers GC shirt and hat, and he is on a pit crew. It's never not to me a pit crew. Sometimes he's like fully red pants too. But
didn't he wear that at the Masters?
Yes,
fully red.
Yeah, you gotta wear your live stuff. Here's Bryson. What's his team's name? The Bombers or something?
The Crushers.
Yeah. This team stuff. It's just brutal.
It's so bad. The logos are all so bad.
Yeah.
It's all a disaster.
Bryson finds the light rough on his first tee shot. He's never done too well at the British.
I think he's going to miss the cut this week.
Yeah?
That's my prediction. I don't think he's going to be able to handle the rain or the linksy style. I think he's going to blow up.
His top finish at the Open is eighth.
It's
not that bad.
Fine.
Yep.
He missed the cut at Oakmont, didn't he? I think that's right.
Yeah, he did.
We'll see.
There's quite a few of these live golf teams. I didn't realize how many
Yard
there were.
Goats and the.
Yeah, aren't there like six of them?
There are 10, 11. I'm still scrolling. Like, this is crazy. There's Torque GC, Stinger GC.
Torque GC.
Yeah.
What is that even?
Ripper GC.
And they've got some of them are like region based, like, you know, Perez and Rahm have the Fireballers, and they're sort of a Spanish team. But then you've got other teams like Bryson's that are just a miscellaneous group of guys.
The high flyers are like the old American guys.
Right, with
like
Phil.
Phil Mickelson's in there. I don't know who these other guys are, but they just all look old.
Makes sense for Phil.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right. Quickly before the break, Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Back to the golf talk there for a little bit. I was curious about what you guys do for hitting multiple balls off the first tee. You know, we do usually two off one, but,
breakfast ball?
Kind of unsaid. Yeah, you pick which one you want, though. You don't have to take the second one. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, you kind of have to play that second ball when you hit it.
You don't have
the option to go back to the first one.
Thanks, Steve. So Joe and I played this week on Tuesday, and it wasn't exactly a high-stakes match, but we played, and he took a breakfast ball on one and played the second. And I did not take a breakfast ball on one, but I have sometimes endorsed the breakfast ball idea. I feel it should be USGA regulation that if you do not hit the driving range, you get a breakfast ball. If the course doesn't have a range or the range is not open, you should by law. That's right. Law. Well, USGA rules. You should get a breakfast ball. I can't even warm up. This is literally my warm. Where am I going to warm up? The range is closed. All right, well, then I get one.
I think one's appropriate.
All these guys hit the range. The range is open for them.
Yeah. My friends and I, we do like these matches every once in a while when we can all get together. And every single one we do a breakfast ball. Like, it's just a common courtesy thing. But especially if there's no range.
His question that Steve brings up, if you hit a second, do you have to play the second? What if the second is worse?
Well, see, we do it where you hit your first and, oh, man, that was really bad or it's out of bounds or whatever. I'm going to take my breakfast ball. But if you like your first shot, we can just...
What if it's just in the woods and you think, I'd like another one, and then the second one's out of bounds?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, do you have to play the second one?
I feel like you need to play the second ball.
I think you need to play the second one.
I don't think we've ever had that situation, though. Like, in all of the times of the three of us playing, we've all, like, either the first or second goes in play, and we play one of them.
Yeah.
So, right. That's an interesting thing.
What do you make of the breakfast ball unused on the first tee and like busting that out on seven?
Breakfast ball is only for T1.
Hold on. I do think, while breakfast balls, if you've all hit the range, you shouldn't have one. If you still are going to have one, I don't like that you use one on number one. I don't get to stash that for at least number two. Kind of a brunch ball.
Maybe on the first par three.
Why do you get a free mulligan and I don't get one just because you used yours first?
That's a fair point. That's the only counter argument to me hating the breakfast ball
I also tend to think if you're going to play a real match, and this is very important, if you're going to play a real match or you're going to play one where you are going to claim a score and like what you shot today, you definitely cannot use one. So sometimes I'll be starting a round, like you and I will play on a Saturday.
Right.
And if I hit a bad shot on one, I'm like, well, I'm going to really play this round. So I'm going to hit that. I'm going to play that no matter what.
Exactly.
But if we're just like, I'm not going to keep score today, which sometimes I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah.
Or I'm just, I don't know. Usually I stop keeping score when it gets bad, like 8 holes in. You know, today's going to be a day. This was just, you know, a friendly round.
Typically at Delaware, the first two par threes, 2 and 3, will decide whether I'm taking score that day.
It's a tough, it's two and three. You got to get through two and three alive. Once you get through 2 and 3, you're okay.
You go double-double on 2-3 on par threes, and your day is over.
Yep, that's right. All right, we're back tomorrow. Chris Trapasso will join us for 2 hours. He's going to be in studio from 8 to 10. Our buddy Chris, you hear him all the time on One Bills Live. Hear him in the afternoon. You'll hear him tomorrow in the morning here. We'll talk a lot of Bills training camp stuff. Thanks to everybody that listened, called, texted, tweeted, all that good stuff. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.